So take a few moments now to gather yourself into a nice posture that is alert, yet also relaxed. See what you need. Make sure you feel nicely grounded, that you're making contact with the earth, at your feet, your bottom, feeling of a downward energy through your hands and arms. And then an upward energy through the torso to the top of the head. And then with a friendly awareness, a friendly interest, begin to connect with breathing and allow yourself to have some nice full breaths, releasing gently through the out breath. And then allowing the breath to settle. Continuing to feel grounded and uplifted through the torso. And even if your eyes are closed, see if you can let your gaze be softly into the distance. So perhaps a little more to the horizon or slightly above it. Having a sense of spaciousness with that gaze while continuing to feel grounded in the body and the breathing. And then gently shifting your awareness away from the breathing into the sounds, the ambient sounds, soft and loud, near and far, just listening. Opening to the hearing can also support a sense of spaciousness along with this outward gaze. noticing how all sounds arise and pass. They vanish, leaving no trace. As you continue to open to the sounds, see if you can also have a sense of a vast sky. And so that outward horizon, slightly upward gaze can help with this. And sounds too, they have an inherent spaciousness to them. The close ones, the far ones. Letting the awareness become more and more spacious, and yet all the while being grounded in the body. As we continue to relax into the hearing, the sounds. You might liken the sounds that come and go, the near and the far, to be like clouds in the vast sky of your own awareness. The sounds move through the sky, appearing and disappearing without resistance, like the clouds. thoughts, words, images, emotions, some attached to those thoughts, they too arise and pass through the mind. Perhaps different kinds of clouds that appear, different weather systems. The pleasant, the unpleasant appear and disappear in this vast awareness of a mind like sky. And yet we're still nicely grounded in body. If at any point this sense of spaciousness feels too much, then really connect to body grounding and the breathing and stabilize the awareness. And then see if you can open again to a mind like sky with the sounds, the thoughts, the emotions, moving through like clouds across the sky. Letting the words, the pictures, the emotions, the pleasant, the unpleasant, move through the mind in an unrestricted way, as the clouds do. The problems, the joys, the sorrows, the possibilities. Just let them move through like clouds within the clear mind of sky, sky-like mind. And beginning to include the various sensations that are showing in the body and the breathing. Noticing how they too float and change in this same spacious sky of awareness. Breathing happens. It breathes itself like a breeze. The sensations within body are not objects, but sensations that come and go, like stars appearing in a night sky. They appear, they twinkle, they fade, they come back. We can notice sensations of hard, soft, pressure, vibration, tingling, pulling, stretching, itching, all coming and going in this vast awareness, like a night sky with the stars appearing and fading. And yet we can continue to feel very grounded to the earth through those touch points. This practice can be a way to cultivate equanimity. May we all learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May we all learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May we all be opened, balanced, and peaceful. May we all be open, balanced and peaceful. And in this last minute of our practice, just noticing how body, mind, and heart are doing. If you might care to continue the practice on your own, with or without the imagery. Having a sense of groundedness and balance, a courageous opening to life as it is, and seeing that big view, that horizon. The Buddha said, "Develop a mind that is vast like space, where experiences both pleasant and unpleasant can appear and disappear without conflict, struggle, or harm. Rest in a mind like vast sky."